Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. David, how do you explain a loss like this tonight? Come out flat, really mount no comeback whatsoever at any point in the game.
Yeah, I would say that we had a breakdown, and we didn't respond to it. And that lack of, I think, mental preparation more than anything else, really hurt us. I told my guys that starts with me. If they're not mentally ready to play, I take responsibility for that. And tactically, we could have done things better or differently, obviously. And we never gave ourselves a chance to win that game. And that's unfortunate, and that's tough, and we got to live with that. We got to face up to that and use that as a new starting point to improve ourselves.
David, I'm Jeff Shudell, News Herald. Mm-hmm. How do you not, your team not get mentally prepared to play the defending champions?
Well, it's not so much who they are. Right? We could have played anybody tonight, and I don't know that we would have had a vastly different result. Now, obviously, their quality is going to make it that much worse. But, there's a lot of things that go into having a day that's bad. Having a day that's bad, it's very unusual. And I can't deny that and won't. But, they played the kind of game that they wanted to play. They played our coverage as well. They defended us extremely well. We didn't find answers at either end. And again, I'll take responsibility for that. And that's that's part of what this is.
David Kretman, ESPN. Mm-hmm. You mentioned there were a lot of things that didn't go right, but Kevin Love wasn't available to play in the NBA Finals. It appears through this sample set he has trouble being effective on the court against this match with the Warriors. Was that an example of him not being mentally ready, or is he not have the chance to succeed with what you guys are running against this team, or can you explain his performance?
It's not a time you could put your finger on any one guy, Dave. I don't think anybody performed at his normal level. And to point out Kev or somebody else, I just don't think it'd be fair. I really don't. He's an extremely high-level player, and I don't think he has situations where he can't play against somebody. I don't believe that. Absolutely not. We got to do a better job helping him, honestly.
Tony Gardahan, ESPN Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Please correct me if I'm wrong here, but it appeared when the media was loud in the locker room before the game, it appeared that JR had arrived less than an hour before tip-off and still wearing street clothes. Mo Williams maybe 20 minutes before that. Are you aware of that? And was there a traffic situation or anything that would have led to them not being here until that amount of time before tip?
Well, I'm doing a lot of things before the game, so honestly, no, I was not aware of that. So if that's true or not, I don't know. If it is, that's not a good thing, that's for sure. But there may be reasons for it if that's the case.
Joe Barton, Cleveland.com. David, you mentioned a little bit ago that this would have happened maybe against whomever you played tonight, but is there any concern that this is developing into a mental thing for your guys against the Warriors?
When you get smacked like that, Joe, it's you can talk about a lot of things and you can theorize and you can make excuses, and I can't sit here with an honest heart and tell you anything. We just got beat down, and I started by telling you, and I'll tell you again. That's my responsibility to get them ready, and our guys got to be better than that, and they know that. But to beat a team like that, we got to do some things differently, no question. You think back not too long ago to the game of Golden State. That was a game we could have won. It wasn't as if we had no business playing on the court with them, the way it looked tonight. But, you know, we didn't do what we wanted to do, and we did not raise the kind of fight that we are normal to do, you know, without question. And I can't make any excuses other than to tell you that.
Of course, thanks, Cleveland.com. Coach, did you see an issue of effort, not putting out maximum effort out there tonight? Did you see anything like that?
We were slow and we were late, and we became frustrated when things weren't going our way. I don't know if it was the effort or if it was our inability to overcome our own frustration. Part of that stemming from us just not executing and doing the things that we normally do or being able to against a team that really played us tough and hard and challenged us in the way that we did. We didn't raise our level to that. That was clear as day.
David, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. I know that you've supported JR from day one when you got him, but there have been a few instances with him, and a number of them have been pressure pack games, playoff games, high intensity games. He got suspended for the Chicago series, flagrant 2 tonight, flagrant foul game 5 last year in the finals. How much concern is there when it comes to JR in these kinds of games where the pressure is really on it? And what can you do about it, if anything?
JR is a competitor. He got very frustrated tonight with what was happening. I really got to take a look at the play. But obviously the referees did and decided what they decided, and I'm sure they had merit for it or they wouldn't have done that. That does concern him. You know, it's not something that's not a situation that he can allow himself to get into, because he's an important player for the team, and what he does and what happens impacts the team. But what I do know with him is that he's very, very competitive. He wants to do well. He wants to succeed. He wants to help his team. And at times his emotions get the better of him. And that's something that I got to reconcile with him. And together we got to figure out how to channel that in the right way, even in the tough times like tonight.